Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Tip of the Day. This is EMVP Linda Parker, and today on the phone we have very special guest, MVP Sarah Davenport. She always has such great tips, so I wanted her to share with us on Tip of the Day. So, Sarah, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Well, thanks, Linda. You know what I love about December is that you normally see consultants do one of two things, and this is a conscious choice that they make. They either step up their business or they decide to step aside. You know, they're thinking, oh, well, with the holidays, and I know it's double point month, but, you know, I've got so much family stuff, I'll get back to work in January. So people are either deciding, I'm going to step it up now. I'm going to earn the double points. I'm going to go on this amazing AIT trip. I'm going to have a fabulous paycheck to pay off all the holiday bills come January. Or they're just going to step aside. So my question to everybody today is, which one are you? What are you going to do? You still have time to make this decision. So if you are ready to step it up, if you are ready to crank your business up a notch, if you are ready to do what it takes to step out of that comfort zone, and not just with a little toe, but to dive in the deep end of the uncomfortable pool, then this is what I suggest to you. And it's very simple. And it's just three asks a day. And you're thinking, oh, well, yeah, that's easy. I can do that. But let me tell you what we're asking. You're going to ask people three things just once a day. That's all you need to do, because I understand the 23rd, the 24th, things are crazy, right? But you're still around people. This isn't the time of year where you're holed up in a little closet somewhere. You're out and about. People are out mingling and jingling, right? It's that time of the year. So three asks a day. What I want you to ask people, and this is the uncomfortable one, but ask them to host for the end of this month. You're like, oh, my gosh, that's not that long from now. But you know what? People know what they're doing on the 27th of December. They don't know what they're doing on the 27th of January, but they know what their calendar looks like. So they'll know if they're available. It's okay to ask for just a few days to spare. I will tell you, some of my biggest parties have been ones that have been thrown together last minute. You don't need weeks and weeks and weeks to plan. So don't worry about that. Get out of your head when it comes to that. Just decide, okay, one thing I'm going to ask is ask people to host. Okay, well, what are they going to host? Well, sure, you can call it the New Year, New You party. I love the, you know, get the junk out of your trunk party, or put the hour back in your glass, as area manager Chandra Livingston says. Come up with something fun and say, you know what? Everybody's been eating so much between Thanksgiving and now, and you know everyone's going to start thinking New Year's resolutions on the 26th. Why don't we do a put the hour back in your glass kind of tasting bar? We'll set up a whole sampling bar of all of our fizzy sticks and our detox teas and our protein shakes and protein bars, and that way we can show people how to get the junk out of their trunk and get ready for their New Year's resolutions. Now, you probably just heard how I said that. I made it fun. I made it sound exciting. Not, hey, do you think you could get a couple friends together and host for me on the 27th? That doesn't sound fun, right? So you need to make sure this time of year you make it sound fun. Something else you need to know, though. Be prepared with what to say when they say no, because a gut reaction is going to be, I can't. I'm too busy. Or I can't. I have family in town. So what are you going to say? Are you going to say, oh, no, I totally understand. Okay, thanks so much. Bye-bye. Or are you going to say something else, like, oh, gosh, I know it is totally slammed, but you've got family in town, so why don't we just do it with you and Aunt Bertha and Aunt Mabel and your mom? We'll just do a little you plus three, or you and two neighbors. Just keep it real small. This will be a lot of fun. So you see, I had an objection, a response to her objection, ready to go. You know, what if she says, oh, gosh, you know, I'm traveling. We're going to be out of town. I wish I could. I'm traveling. What do you say then? Well, here's the second ask. Ask them the sample products instead. Say, oh, gosh, I know you're traveling, so why don't I send with you a holiday hangover kit? You know what a holiday hangover kit is, guys? Literally, I just put it in a cute little cellophane bag, a detox tea, a fizzy stick or two. If you have any of the packets of protein, great. Otherwise, put two scoops of protein in a little plastic bag. Not a big deal, right? And maybe even put in one of your Genius pads in a little plastic bag as well. A little holiday hangover kit, okay, with a cute little note and some instructions. Let them take that on their trip. But when you hand it to them, let them know, hey, if you love this stuff, I can hook you up with a discount between now and the end of the year. So make sure you give me your email address and your cell phone, and I'll just text you to make sure you're loving your products. And if you want a discount before the end of the year, I can hook you up. Do you guys see how I use conversational language? Laid back, fun, though, kind of teasing them about this discount. Make sure you're working on that. write down what you're going to say to them. Don't feel like it's going to be the first time you pick up the phone and you fumble everywhere, because you'll be uncomfortable, they'll be uncomfortable, and you're not going to get the response you want. So practice these things. So either a holiday hangover kit you send them with, or let's say they're going, gosh, I'd love to, but I haven't even started my shopping for my kids. So you know what? I know you're totally crazy right now. Would you be willing to try one of our pick-me-up pamper packs? You know, it's basically the exact same thing as a holiday hangover kit, just a different phrase, a different cute name, and it's something that they would do between now and the holidays. Ask them to try products. We've asked them to host, ask them to try products. What if they say no to both? Then ask them to attend one of your home. Make sure that you're hosting your own event between now and the end of the year. I will tell you guys, I've challenged myself to have 5 wellness workshops before the end of the year, and now between the 26th and the 30th, I'm up to 6, just in case one cancels, right? You always have to be on the safe side. One is at my house. I have 5 other hosts. But that's because I have decided to step it up instead of step aside. I decided to hold myself accountable and make sure that this happens, because you know what I do know? Those who step it up now, their businesses in January, boom. Those who step aside are going to be playing catch-up in January. So it's up to you. You can decide what you want to do. Pack your calendar the 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, whatever. Even on the 31st, you could do a little makeup and, you know, mochas or something, and makeup and margaritas before they go out for New Year's Eve, whatever. Be creative, but the bottom line is get in front of people. Be prepared with what they say when they say no. How are you going to handle those objections? Be ready and ask 3 people a day, just 3 asks a day. If you can't host things on the 22nd of December, that's okay. But are you asking 3 people a day, either to host, to try products, or to attend one of your own events? And the last thing I'm going to leave you with is just a really quick tip that I've learned. Don't start by asking them to come to one of your events, because if they say no, most likely they're not going to host one themselves. Ask the tough question first. Ask them to host for you. Then ask them to try products. And the third and final backup is to ask them to attend one of your events. 3 asks a day, you'll be able to step up your business, not step aside, and wait until you see how you soar in 2014. Linda?
Sarah, that is awesome. You guys, those are great tips, great verbiage, and great little, you know, she's going to keep you from making some stumbles along the way, because she's already prepared you with those objections. And the kind of the order to go in. Great tip, Sarah. Thank you so much for sharing. And everyone listening, don't forget, make someone's day.